Good morning, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We're very glad you're able to join us this morning, and pray that you'll find encouragement and some blessings from the message this morning. Now today, Pastor Reynolds will be talking about things God has done for us. So if you have your Bibles handy, please turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, as we hand the message over to Pastor Wayne Reynolds.
This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verse number 26, as we think on the subject, the things that God has done for us. The Bible states in this place, Genesis 1, verse number 26, "And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." You know, in this day, God makes man, and man is very, very special in the eyes of God, because God has placed man over all His creation. Think of this. God has placed man to do anything to cause God to do this. Rather, it is by the grace of Almighty God that He has placed man in charge of all of the earth. The Bible states that in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, in verse number 1, that God started creating the world. And this was 6,000 years ago when God did this. And then God created the earth, and God created animals, and God created light, and God created all the plants and all those things. And then finally, God created man upon the earth. This is because we are great in the eyes of Almighty God. No animal is ever made special in the eyes of God. Notice the Bible states in the book of Genesis, chapter number 2 and verse number 7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and then God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." The Bible doesn't say this about any animal that God ever created. Why? Because man is special in the eyes of Almighty God. Man has an eternal soul. It has been God breathed into him. No animal has this. Animals will die, but man will live eternally, either in the lake of fire or in heaven itself. What a precious thing this is. All this is because God has made man. We were not made by any kind of evolution, but we were a special creation set in motion by the power of Almighty God. Notice in the book of Genesis, chapter number 2 and verse number 8. The Bible said, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed." The Bible states here that God had planted a garden eastward in Eden. Have you ever planted a garden? I know that I have. It's a matter of tilling the soil. It's a matter of working up the ground until it's nice and good. And then you put the seed in the ground. And then the seed comes up by the power of Almighty God. I'm amazed at this every year when I plant my garden, that it is God that gives the garden prosperity. It's not by me, but it's by God Himself that does all of those things. And this is God that has given man the power to live upon this earth. But it is God that planted the little garden there, and there He placed the man whom He had created. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? That God has done all of this for me. God has done all of this for you. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 2 and verse number 18, the Bible said, "And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." You know, the Bible states here that it was God that said, it is not good that man should be alone. It is not that a man told God it's not good for me to be alone. No, it is God that told this to man. It is God that said it is not good for man to be alone. You know, all these things God has done for us. God has blessed us so much in giving us life. God has helped us so much in letting us eat the fruit of this earth. God has done so much in blessing us with a wife. God has done all of these good things for us. But notice what man had done for all the good things that God had done for him. Notice in the book of Genesis chapter number 3 that the Bible says that Adam sinned against Almighty God. Why? Because Adam desired to follow the woman that God had given to him instead of following God who gave him the woman. This is a terrible sin that Adam sinned. It is a sin of rebellion. It is a sin of rebuke. It is a sin of spitting in the face of Almighty God. Adam did not do right in this thing. Adam sinned against Almighty and a holy God. But you know what God did? God came to Adam in the cool of the day. The Bible said, as Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God said unto Adam, Adam, where are you? And Adam said, well, God, I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And God said, how did you know you was naked? Have you eaten of the forbidden tree, which I commanded you to leave alone? The man said, well, God, I ate it because a woman gave to me. And then God talked to the woman and said, what have you done? And the woman said, well, the serpent talked to me. You know, it's somebody else's fault. That's the way it is. Today, if you ask anybody about something they've done that's wrong, it'll most always be that it's somebody else's fault. You ask a child why they hit so-and-so. Well, so-and-so hit me first. That's what they'll say. Why is that? It's because that we have the sin of Adam. The Bible says in this day, in Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 15, that God gave a promise of a coming Savior. We're talking about the things that God has done for us. Notice, first of all, that God has created us in His own image. That we're not made like any animal at all, but we're made like Christ was made. And God had planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He placed the man. And then God created a woman for the man. God gave man everything, but what did man do? Man sinned against Almighty God. This is a horrible thing that men have done before Almighty God. But notice the promise that God has given to man. In the book of John, chapter number 3 and verse number 16, the Bible said here, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Think of the great things here that God has done for us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. God, when He created this world, He created it in absolute total perfection. This world was complete. This world had no sin whatsoever until Adam came into it. And then Adam sinned. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son for the sins of the world. Think of this. When Jesus said in the book of Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. He's talking here about sin, what He's going to do about the sin issue. God is talking about what He's going to do about the rebellion of man. You see, the Bible said, I know that you have hurt me. I know that you have bruised my heel. But I know that your head is injured. I know that you have a death blow unto you. You're going to die. You're going to spend an eternity in the lake of fire because of this great sin that you sinned in the Garden of Eden. But that's why the Bible states, for God so loved the world. I'm glad that in the beginning, when Adam sinned against God, that God did not cast him out. You know, if God would have cast Adam out, he would have also have cast me out. But I'm glad that God loved Adam. I'm glad that God loved the creation. I'm glad that God loved me. I'm glad that He gave His own Son on the cross of Calvary, that Jesus Christ could die, that I might have life. The Bible states in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 16 that God gave His Word as well. Notice, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You know, God has given to us so much. He's given us life. He's given us a place on this earth in which to live. God has not killed us. God has not cast us away. God has been so very good to us. But not only that, God says, I'm going to give you something else again. He give us His promises. In the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 3, and verse number 3, and verse number 4. The Bible said, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I'm thankful that God has given all of these things for me. Has He given them for you?
You know, I am absolutely always amazed at this topic of what God has done for man. You know, not only did He make man, He provided a plan of redemption when man chose not to follow Him. He sent His Son to die for men that didn't deserve it, and in many cases didn't even know yet that they needed it. Then He protects those whom He has saved, and He provides them peace in times of trouble. And finally, He will one day take us home to spend an eternity with Him in heaven. And I know Brother Wayne may not have got into all of those different topics, but it's just amazing to me as you think about the God of this universe and how He created man, and now He's done all of this for man and will one day provide for those that trust in Him, will provide an eternity in heaven with Him. You know, and it's just been, He's such a wonderful and merciful Savior and friend. And I pray that this message has been a blessing and an encouragement to you. And as you live your life, you'll remember what God has done for you, or what He's promised to do if you'll trust in Him. Now, before our time is up this morning, we do want to extend a personal invitation to our summer revival services. You'll find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And our services, our revival services will be Monday through Friday of this week. We'll have morning services starting at 10 a.m. and then evening services starting at 7 p.m. Now, if you'd like to learn more about us, you can log into our website at www.independencebaptist.org. So again, that's independencebaptist.org. From the site, you'll be able to read many different books and articles, as well as catch up on any prior radio broadcast you might have missed. You can also log into sermonaudio.com/IBC to listen to the sermons that are preached at Independence Baptist Church. Now, these websites will also have other contact information if you'd want to reach out to us personally with your questions or comments. Well, I can see that our time has once again slipped away from us, and we need to be closing this morning, but we are thankful you're able to listen, and we pray that you'll be able to listen again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.